Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
For the great and for the mighty things that he has done. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. I thank God today that yet another day that you have decided to hear and to tune in to the Hour of Power broadcast. The Hour of Power broadcast is live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We, as always, we are excited about the Word of God. For the Word of God brings change. It brings salvation. It calls souls to be saved and lives to be changed. We want you today to take this opportunity to be a witness for the kingdom of God and let somebody know that Jesus Christ, he is the hope of glory. We are going to be preaching this morning from the New Testament. No, it is not from your favorite magazine. It is not from that book that you read on last week, but it is from the Holy Scripture. And we are going to be coming from John, the 4th chapter. Let's go before the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you today for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for bringing us through another Christmas that we can celebrate you. Merry Christmas to you, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for this holiday season. Thank you, God, for yet in a few days, God, we will be celebrating another year, 2014. And God, we thank you that yet extending our life, yet opening our eyes, yet giving us vision, yet giving us revelation, yet awakening us things of thee. Thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father, bless the hearers and the doers of the word unto today. God, all around the world, God, even if this message go through Texas and Tampa, Father, in Jacksonville, Florida, Father God, in Colorado and Virginia, Washington, D.C., Lord God, just move and God, saturate, touch the people that they can hear and that they can receive and that they will be obedient unto your word. This we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This is the Hour of Power broadcast. Yes, it is the Hour of Power because of the fact that the Word of God has power and it has authority and that it brings about results and that we can be saved and, yes, that we can be delivered and those that are sick can be healed. So today we are going to take a walk through the 4th chapter of John. Beginning at that first verse, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. He must needs go through Samaria. Then come he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. It was about noontime. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me to drink. But his disciples were gone away to the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Let's stop there for just a minute or so. When we look at the Word of God, I don't know about you, but when we look at the Word of God, we should be excited. When we hear the Word of God, our lives should be empowered the more because we see Jesus even as he was in this place. He was in another place, but he decided that he needed to. The Word of God said that he must need go through Samaria. He wasn't going to Samaria just to be going to Samaria, but he was on a mission. Jesus was there and going there because there was a need. There was somebody that needed him. There was somebody that he needed to impart into. There was somebody that he needed to talk to. There was somebody that he needed to meet Jesus. So the Word of God said that he must need go to Samaria, through Samaria. Then came he to the city of Samaria, which is called, as we said before, Sychar, near to the pasture ground that Jacob gave to Joseph. And we see that there was a well at this place. And Jesus, because of his travel, he was weary from his journey, and he sat on the well. And the Word of God let us know it was a sixth hour, and as we said before, it was about 12 o'clock noon. And here comes this woman. She came to draw some water. And Jesus, it's not that Jesus didn't know that this woman was going to appear. It's not that he did not know that this woman came at this particular time, each time, to draw water. So Jesus asked this woman, give me to drink. In other words, give me a drink. He wanted some water. And it also tells us, and I believe that it was ordained at the time, it was purposed that the disciples, Jesus' disciples, was not there because it tells us that they had gone to get some meat. So when Jesus came and talked to this woman and met this woman, it was one-on-one encounter. Sometimes when Jesus comes into our lives, we don't know the day, we don't know the hour when he's coming and when he is going to change our lives, and when we are going to be able to have an encounter with him. At first, she did not realize, she did not know who Jesus was. And she asked, when Jesus asked her to give him a drink, she recognized him as being a Jew. And she couldn't figure out, now, you are a Jew. Why are you asking me? I am a Samaritan. Why are you asking me to give you a drink? Don't you realize that the Jews don't have any dealing with the Samaritan? Don't you know that I am a Samaritan? But Jesus didn't ask her where type of woman she was, or where she resided, or who she was, or whether she was a Samaritan or not. and he didn't even bring up to her that he was a Jew, but she knew that. She couldn't figure out why in the world was Jesus asking her to give him a drink. Because nobody else did that before that was a Jew. Nobody going to ask her to give them some water, and especially from her as being a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that said to you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. And the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Jesus letting her know that if you ask me, I would have given you water. I would have given you water because of the fact that I can give you water that you don't have to come here each day, come here when you don't want to come, and it's in the noontime. Noontime, usually it's really hot, it's warm, and you don't want to even to affiliate, and people don't want to really to affiliate or talk to you because of who you are, not just because you are a Samaritan, but because of you have other issues in your life, and Jesus knew what those issues was. And he didn't even bring that up at first with her. But all he wanted her to know, hey, I am able to give you water, that you don't have to even come, and that you don't have to draw anymore. In other words, he had the mentality and let her know, when she didn't understand, that he knew that she would have to drink that natural water. But I'm going to give you something today. I can give you something that you don't have to draw, that you don't, that will suffice you on the inside, that will cause you to have peace, that will cause you to have hope, that will cause you to have salvation, that will change your life. I want to give you something. I am aware that this is Jacob's well. I am aware that Jacob gave you this well, that Jacob a family drank of this well themselves. But I want to give you more than that. Don't you see that Jacob, I created Jacob. I created this family. I was able to cause this well to be here. But I want to give you more than that. Don't you need today more than what you see and what people have given to you? I want to give you more. So he was letting them know, if you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. If you drink of the water that you come here to draw, you are going to thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him shall be in a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. And the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. I don't want to come here every day. I don't want to draw this water from this well. I don't want to come out here in this hot sun. Could you imagine her mind? Could you imagine her, what she was thinking? Because she wanted what Jesus was talking about, yet she did not right understand what Jesus was giving to her. Then Jesus said to her, call. He said, go and call your husband and come here. Go call your husband and then come back here. And the woman answered and said to Jesus, she said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. And that saith you truly. No, Jesus wasn't trying to showboat on her. Jesus wasn't trying to put her down. But Jesus was trying to make a believer out of her. See, I know the hairs on your head. See, I know who, where you live. I know who you had as husbands. I know who you are living with. Or I know who you like right now. And the person that you involved with, I know that he is not your husband. So the woman said to Jesus, she said, sir, I perceive, come on, I perceive that you are a prophet. She knew that nobody can really tell her what was going on except they was a prophet, somebody that had a spiritual aspect in their life, somebody that knew, was able to know what was going on in her life, something that has been revealed unto him, to them. Here we see, here she began to conversate. She began to talk. This is what she was saying to Jesus. She said, our Father worship in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour will come when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. Come on. I mean, he said, you worship, you know not what you what we know. What we worship for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Lord let him know, she said, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and the truth. This is what Jesus was telling her when she began to talk about, she knew by her, about the that our fathers worship in this mountain. She was telling them that the forefathers, they worship in the mountain. But Jesus wanted her to give her further evidence and give her further revelation, give her some wisdom, some understanding about what he was saying to her. He said, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You shall worship. You worship, you know not what we know. We worship for salvation is of the Jews. And when we look at that 25th verse, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to this woman, he said to her, I that speak to you am he. Jesus revealed himself. She was talking about the Messiah, what, how he was going to reveal things to them when he come. But Jesus let her know. He said, I am he that speaketh. I am he. Upon this came his disciples, and when his disciples had came back, because remember they had gone to get meat, and then they began to marvel. They really probably didn't understand why he was talking to this woman, because they probably had some hang-ups themselves. And so, therefore, Jesus, while in their conversating, the woman had left her water pot, and she went away into the city. And she said to the men, it didn't tell us to men and women, but she and to the people, but she said, the word of God said that she had spoken to these men. See, she was very comfortable with the men. She had dealing with some of the men. So therefore, she went to the men and she told them. She let them, wanted to talk to them because she wanted them to come and to see a man that have told her everything, everything that about her. She said, come see a man which told me all things that I ever have done. Is not this the Christ? She knew that it was an anybody that could tell her, that wasn't anybody that have ever told her that she had ever done. And she was saying, is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, Master, eat. But he said to him, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Jesus wasn't finished. He wasn't completely finished talking to this woman. He wasn't finished talking to those that she had began to be like an evangelist. She had gone, see Jesus had made an impact in her life. And Jesus had stirred her up on the inside. Have you ever been stirred up on the inside? Have your life ever unfolded before you? Have your life ever been changed? You know, when she found out that it was Jesus that was speaking to her, she had to go and she had to share with somebody, with the people, and let them know, come see a man that have told me everything that I have done. See, it's just like a person. Have you ever baked a cake before, or have you ever baked a pie, or whatever you may have baked or done? Come on. And it tasted so good. It has so much of flavor in it. It has so much of season in it that you began to eat it, and because you ate it and you were so filled and you were so blessed and you felt so good on the inside that you want to call somebody and tell them to come over, or you may go to somebody and tell them, come get a piece of my cake. Come and get some of what I have prepared. Why? Because you know it was good. And if you're not selfish, then you want somebody to have a part of what you have. Something, it was a different in that cake. It was a different in what you had prepared. It had a distinct flavor to it. It did something for you. I believe that this woman, I believe that she met Jesus. No one can meet Jesus and not be changed. Nobody can meet Jesus and walk away the same. This woman's life was completely changed because she knew that that day, as she had, as always, gone to the well, prepared with her bucket she had to draw water. She was going to get some water that was going to sustain her temporarily. But come on, the Lord let us know that he was going to give her that everlasting water that she don't have to thirst anymore. Come on now. And it's the same thing in our lives, that we got to have Jesus. And she wanted to share Jesus with these men. Let them know, come see a man. Come on and see this man that have told me everything that I have done. And they believe what she was saying, because if they didn't believe it, then they would not have gone after with her and gone to see Jesus then for themselves, and they were able to have an encounter with Jesus, and they believe what Jesus was saying to them. They was believing. If they halfway believed it, it was interested enough when the woman told them about this man, and they came himself, that their life was changed. Come on, today we need to change thousands of people lives. We need to change those people lives in our neighborhood. We need to change the lives, those that we're working with on the job. We need to change the lives with those that we see in the grocery store. We need to change their lives. Why? Because they need Jesus. This woman decided that I'm going to go and tell somebody. I believe that Jesus told her to go and to get her husband. I believe that he asked her to go and to get the call, to call your husband and come here. But yet on the inside, she began to upscale this even more. And after Jesus told her about her history and what she, the life that she lived, she believed Jesus Christ, and he didn't have to tell her to go and to tell somebody else. She went herself. She left her water pot. She left that water pot, and she went her way in the city, and then that's when she talked to the men. That's when she said, come see a man that have told me all ever that I have done. Come on. Is this not the Christ? Yes, it is the Christ. Yes, this is the one that you need to change your life. Yes, this is the one that will cause even the woman at the well life to be changed. This is the one that you need to have in your life. Somebody today that's walking along the road, and somebody that's riding in their car, somebody that's in their living room, somebody that's in their bedroom. Come on now. You need Jesus. You've been walking without Jesus. You haven't had an encounter with Jesus. But I want you to know that Jesus wants to change your life. If Jesus came from another city, from another place to this woman, the woman at the well, they didn't tell us her name, but the word of God told us that she was the woman of Samaria. She was a living sychar, and it let us know that she was a Samaritan. And so we thank God that Jesus was concerned about this woman. This woman, she knew a little about what the scripture said. She knew that Jesus was going to come, and she knew that Messiah was going to come, but she didn't have, oh my God, she have never had an encounter with Jesus. Somebody have heard, come on, I'm speaking to you this morning. Somebody have heard about Jesus. You may heard your friend talk about Jesus, but you never had an encounter with him. So this morning, God wants you to have an encounter. He wants you to personally experiencing him. The word of God said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, word of God said that we shall be saved. Somebody need to say yes to God's will, yes to his way. God don't want you to stay in the same condition. Oh my God, he don't want you to stay in the same state of mind. Don't you know that he is a mind fixer? He is a hard regulator. He is an establisher of faith and of power. He is. I don't know who's been in front of you. I don't know who's been lying to you. I don't know what happened in your life, but I do know that Jesus, he is able to change your life. I want you to know today that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of things. I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God, but the word of God said that he is able to do exceedingly or abundantly. Whatever it is in your life, whatever that you need, oh, you need a change. Oh, you've been going through depression. Oh, you've been going through anxiety. Oh, you've been oppressed. Oh, you may be sick in your body, but I want you to know that Jesus will change your life. He has no respect of person. He changed the woman at the well. Her lifestyle lifestyle, what she did. Oh, you can see that this woman, she was unhappy. Why? Because she had five husbands. Anybody that's going to have five husbands, they not really happy. They looking for something that they have not found. They don't have that temporarily joy on the inside. They have that simple temporary peace on the inside. But God wanted to give her as well as you that hope, and because he is the hope of glory, he want to give you that peace. He want to give you everlasting life. He want to give you that water that you can have that will spring up inside of you that will give you everlasting life. That woman took a had to make a choice, and she chose Jesus, and she knew that if she take it of Jesus, that everything was going to be all right. And she decided that after she received it, she was going to go and tell somebody. I believe a real believer, when they believe the word of God, when they have heard the word of God, they just won't sit on it. They just won't hold it. They just won't put it in a box. They won't put it on a shelf. They just won't just have it for themselves, that they are truly going to tell somebody, oh, what Jesus have done in their life. They're going to testify of his goodness. Oh, they're going to testify of his mercy, because God has been good to all of us. God has had mercy upon all of us. For the word of God said, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the word of God say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and that whosoever, you that whosoever, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on, let's get some more joy today. Let's tell somebody about Jesus. Hey, it's 2014 almost. It is almost around the corner. You don't have to wait to 2014, which is only a few days from now. Come on, this 2013, you can tell somebody that they can go into 2014, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with joy deep down in their heart, with a changed life, going in 2014 saved, sanctified, filled with the Spirit, filled with his anointing, filled with his power. Tell somebody, don't you have a friend that need to be saved? Don't you have a child that need to be saved? Don't you have a supervisor that need to be saved? Don't you have the neighbor that need to be saved? So this is a great time to call somebody. Hey, I love you. I want you to be saved. I know that I can't love you the way Jesus loved you, but I read that Jesus came to seek and to save them that are lost. And the word of God say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So today I'm offering you Jesus. I want to tell you about Jesus. For the word of God say, he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that you can have life, and that you can have it more abundantly. I want to give you something that you can keep forever, that you can have eternity. Oh, I may have given you a gift in my lifetime. I may have brought you this. I may have brought you that. I may have given you a piece of this and a piece of that, but I want to give you something that you can have for eternity. I want to give you the greatest gift that you can ever possess, and that gift is Jesus. I want to tell you what Jesus is to me. I want to let you know that Jesus will change your life. Why? Because he changed my life. Why? Because he gave me a new insight. He gave me a life-changing experience. He calls me to change my way. He calls me to to stop cursing. He caused me, oh my God, to cause me, God, to stop drinking. Oh, you can tell him whatever it is that you know that Jesus did with you. Oh, I was an executive, but Jesus changed my life. I owned a company, but I didn't have Jesus. But Jesus, he changed my life. Oh, I had a limousine service, but Jesus wasn't in my life. But Jesus, he saved my life. I used to be mean. I used to be hard to get along with. I used to lie. I used to curse. I used to do all of these things. But you got to tell them, oh, that Jesus changed your life. Whatever it was in your life, you may not have been that party person. You may have not been this or that, but hey, you was a sinner. Oh God, you were a sinner, but by the mercy of God, by the mercy of God, Jesus came into your life by the mercy of God, just like he came into this woman's life. The woman was at the well, the woman that stopped long enough to hear what Jesus had to say. I say to you today, why don't you just stop long enough to hear this word, hear what Jesus has to say. It's a life and death situation. If the woman would have not listened, oh, if she'd have just said, oh, I know the Messiah is coming, and you are not that Messiah, and did not take heed to the word of God, what she was saying, what God has spoken to her, those men, they wouldn't have had the encounter with her, with Jesus, but because she believed what Jesus was saying, that she had this spiritual encounter with him, and they was able to have a spiritual encounter with Jesus. How many people have you invited to church? How many people have you invited to read the word of God? How many people that have came into your life? I want you to know today that you can have Jesus. I want you to know that you can ask him to come into your life. I want you to know that he is God, and he is God all by himself. I want you to know that he is the master of your faith. I want you to know that he will make a way when it seems to be no way. I want you to know that he is that I am that I am. Oh, God, I want you to know that he'll bring victory in your life. Somebody needs victory. Somebody needs to be turned on to him today. Somebody needs to be saved in the name of Jesus. And this is one thing I want to share with you today. I was reading about this story about this city. I believe it was the city of Chicago long years ago, and there was a fire, and then things was burning up, and city was on fire, and people was running to get away to preserve their lives. And then we see that there was a people that was able to escape the fire and get to safety into the water, by the banks of the water and the banks of the river. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but yet in the name of Jesus, there was a lady that was crying uncontrollably. She was crying because of the fact of she was crying, and they thought she was crying because she was maybe been hysterical, but the woman was crying, and the man told her, woman, let her know, lady, that you are safe. In other words, you are safe from the fire. You are safe from the fire, and you made it over to the bank. But she told him, that I'm safe, but I didn't bring anybody with me. I'm safe, and I'm safe from the fire, but I didn't bring anybody with me. Today, you have to ask yourself this question. You're safe. You feel with the spirit. You feel with the power, but are you bringing anybody with you? The Bible said that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I want to ask you a question today. Are you going to bring anybody with you? Are you going to cause anybody to be saved? Are you going to witness to them? Are you afraid to witness because of what they say? Oh, don't be a witness. Oh, don't be afraid. Be a witness for the kingdom of God. And I want you to know that God, he loves you as well as he loved them, and he wants them to be saved. He wants them to be made free. For the word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Oh, be like that lady. Oh, be more concerned about not just yourself, but be concerned about somebody else that's burning, that could be burned up in the fire. Oh, my God. So today, the day is a day that we can come to Jesus. Oh, if you already saved, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ought to shout hallelujah and praise the Lord. But if the Lord even saying, oh, God, through this word, through the illustration, that don't just be satisfied with yourself being saved. Hey, you got family member, you got neighbor, you got friends, you got associates, you got people all around you that need to know Jesus Christ. He is the hope. If you need some hope, he is the hope of glory. So today, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And if I didn't tell you, the word of God says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raised him from the dead, word of God said that ye shall be saved. So today is the day that you can renew your relationship with Christ. Today is a day that somebody can be saved. Today is the day that you can know of assurance that somebody is coming to Christ, and that you have been that witness for him. Our Father, we thank you today for the word of God. We thank you, Father, for the word of God going forth on today. We thank you, God, for the woman at the well. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that she met her Messiah that day. Oh, God, thank you that her life was changed. And, God, we don't know everything, God, about everybody, God, but we know, God, that you save us. And God, we know that you came into our lives. And, God, that you changed us, Lord. We thank you, God, that we became that new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things pass away, all things become new. And Lord, we thank you today, and God, thank you for changing our lives. Thank you for changing the lives of people that we have witnessed to. Thank you, Father, for changing the lives of our family and our friends today. God, have your way, God. God, stand up in us, Lord. God, that we'll be a witness for the kingdom. God, give us a greater boldness, God. God, to proclaim your word. God, a greater boldness, Lord. God, to let people know that you love them. And God, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Father, we thank you today, God. Have your way, God. Save those, God, that need to be saved. Oh, God, save those that don't know you, Lord, as their personal Savior. And Father, we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God, save and deliver them and make them free. And Father, for this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'm pastor of Crusaders for Christ World Mission and Evangelism, which is located in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville. Please come and please be our guest at our center, at our church, wherein that you can hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. On Thursday, every Thursday at 7 p.m., we have the Crusaders for Christ World Mission Hour of Power Thursday Night Live. So, hey, the word of God is going forth. We are praising God. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. So come on, invite a guest. Come on in your cars. You have to get a cab. You have to ride a bus. Come on so you can hear the word of God. May the Lord bless and keep you is our prayer.